Check, check. Ooh, I'm there.
Here, here. You're listening to Here, here on killradio.org.
Hi, John.
Hi, Mark.
Sorry I didn't call in sick last Monday.
That's okay. I appreciate you coming in sick today.
Well, that's always been the case.
So it's Monday again, and that means it's time for Here, Here, the show.
It's a gorgeous Monday.
It is a rather nice day.
You want to do this outside? Like when we go to music, let's set everything up outside and let's do it out there on the corner.
Why don't you do it outside?
I'll buy you one of those fruit salads in a bag thing.
They're good.
I haven't had them yet.
$3 and you get this ginormous bag of fruit. It's insane.
And
it's more than $3 worth of fruit, by the way.
And there's two people on both corners. Are they working together or are they like rivals? Like, is it McDonald's and Burger King kind of?
I think they must work for the same person. Otherwise, one of them will get knifed or something.
Or throw a watermelon at the other one. Because there's like water. There's everything. Well, you know this better than I do.
Because
why don't you explain
eat more
it?
Fruit?
No, because you've actually gone to the place. I've only walked by it going, what the hell is that?
Well, I don't know.
So why don't you explain it? So
I don't know the inner workings of it.
It's basically like a fruit stand.
It's like a hot dog stand.
It's like a hot dog stand.
Fruit.
Fruit and vegetables.
Right. Which for Westerners, you might be a little confusing because we're not used
this
to healthy,
seems healthy
food
right.
being available.
Sold on the street corner.
And across the street
obviously they're from somewhere south of the border. You could probably guess Mexico, right?
Yeah, it seems to be a Mexican kind of operation. Or well, this neighborhood is El Salvadoran,
Salvadorian. So they will chop it up, put it in a bag, and they'll even add like lemon juice and
chili. I think it's popular to eat it with chili powder.
Powder.
Yeah.
See, I know more about
salt.
This, and I haven't had it. I don't know if it's from talking to you, or I just sat there and I observed them for a while. But it's weird. It's like in a bag.
Yeah. No, I never get the chili pepper and salt and stuff. I keep it simple.
Yeah, I would. You know what we should do? Let's make today not about the music at all.
Let's make today all about fresh fruit and vegetables.
Or whatever's going on outside. Because
Central Farmers. That's a story that we haven't gone 5 minutes on Kill Radio without talking about for the past month.
Well, maybe we should start that trend.
Okay, well, why don't we start with some music? Because that is what the show is
good.
All about. For those of you who are not familiar with the format of the show, you're in luck because there is no format.
Yeah, especially today.
But the point here is you send your music and we play it. And if you can't wrap your head around that, then maybe internet radio is, you know, not something you're ready for. But this came in through the mail from Atlanta, Georgia. And first, I just want to say the packaging is incredible. I'm a big fan of packaging. This looks like it's some form of glued wax paper into an envelope. With a piece of cardboard listing the songs. The name of the band is African Greys. And I guess the name of the album is Plagues. But the coolest thing about this packaging is it looks like they actually took a dead bird and stuffed it in there along with it. There's actual feathers actually glued.
Are they taped
glued
on?
In. No, I think it's glued. It looks like
how'd they remain flat?
There's a piece of wax paper on top of it that's sort of matting it down like... you know, like your mom would do with flowers, you know?
That's the great thing about that is that's such a dying art form. When I used to make cassette tapes for people, I used to get really into the covers I'd make on these little cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I used to really get into cassette tapes, too.
Cassette tape, that's... what is that?
Do you know what... actually, it's a technology that I'm so glad is dead. I hated it while I had it, but I like the...
Oh, no. I love the cassette tape because
Fast forwarding?
Fast forwarding is a little old school.
I
want to
hear
like,
the next song.
I really like making mixtapes because it was like you did have this almost liberating feeling of being trapped. Does that make any sense? In the tape?
Yeah.
So it's like you put all these songs on a tape and you're playing them in your car. You don't know what the next song is going to be, but you know you're going to like it because you put it there. But like I have such a short attention span that if I have a CD and I'm just... mildly disinterested in the song, I'm gonna skip it. Like I'll listen to like 10 seconds of every song in a CD instead of just listen.
That's what's awesome about CD
there, you know?
It's perfect for people like us, ADD nation kind of people. I don't have any mic issue.
If I could fast forward concerts that I'm actually attending live, that would be incredible.
I think people want to do that when they're watching live TV. They think, wait, we're not TiVoing this.
I know. I like.
They're like bummed out. Like I have friends who have TiVo. They're like, oh wait, this isn't TiVo. This is actually happening, so we can't fast forward through it.
I've always wanted to call into American Idol and be like, can you have them stop singing that song now, right now, and go to a commercial, please, now? Okay,
let's play some music before everyone goes away.
This is African Grey.
Yeah.
On Kill Radio on Hear Hear.
Hear Hear.
Congratulations. Here it goes.
Wow.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
That was African Greys. And you can go ahead and email them at neoncrosses@yahoo.com. That's all the information I have for them. And they're from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is the part of the show where abstract miscellanea fills dead air. What are you doing?
I'm looking up the name of the next band. Yeah,
the next band. So, did people send you music?
Yeah. This is stuff I've had for a while, but since I was missing in action for a couple weeks.
If anybody wants to send an MP3 to Mark, you could do so by going to usendit.com and addressing the link to MARC@killradio.org. But if you're old school like me, you can send CDs to us at the station. It's Kill Radio, attention here, here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201. For some reason, I always have to look at the address on the envelope and read it to myself. I can't seem to commit it to memory.
Yeah, I can't commit it to memory either. It's the 3806 that I'm stuck on, and maybe the zip code.
3806 Beverly Boulevard, number 201, L.A., California, 90004.
I always forget that it's Los Angeles.
Yes. Wait, weren't you telling me the other day what this area is actually called? Like, what the...
The district.
The region, yeah.
No, that wasn't me.
No.
No.
You didn't tell me that it was Wilshire Center?
No.
Really? Must have been a dream.
Some other hot guy.
I guess. I was trying to explain where we are.
I love the face you just made when I said that.
I was trying to explain to someone where we are. It's somewhere between Koreatown and Silver Lake.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a name. And like, no, it has a name. It's Wilshire Center.
There's some you see driving around that have some really dumb names that don't make anything. My favorite is actually when you...
Well, we're nowhere near Wilshire Boulevard or Miracle Mile or any of that area, so I don't understand why this would be called Wilshire Center, but apparently it is.
Yeah. I just like right when you enter Little Armenia. There's one that says Little Armenia, and then all you see is Thai restaurants. There's a couple locations.
Because it's right next
to... Or you enter Little Armenia, and then there's a huge Home Depot. Like, woo.
It's right, because Little Armenia is right next to, I believe, what they call Thai Town.
Right. Those overlap kind of, too.
And then if you go towards Glendale, there's a sign that says you're entering ginormous Armenia.
I always think the one when you're on Fountain and you cross Vermont, you're going westbound. That area is considered Little Armenia as well.
Yeah.
But it's basically, I always call it Little Scientology.
That's good.
Because there's the hospital. Well, there's L. Ron Hubbard Street right there. There's also a number of apartment buildings. If you ever drive around there, you see them get out of their buses and get into there. Like, they own these entire buildings.
Wow.
To house their people who are to their members, I guess.
They're not called, they're called clients.
Clients.
They're called hosts. So what do you have lined up for us next on Here Here?
I have a band. I got to get used to doing this off my iPod because I'm so used to having a big, huge screen and a lot of information, doing it off the laptop, and now it's this way. This is a band called Nine Lies, and I'm trying to find their contact information so I can tell you more about them than that. So let's just go to music, and hopefully when we come back, we will be ready. I'll have some contact information about them. Yeah, hopefully. So do you have me up?
Yes.
Good. Here we go. This
You're
is a band called
Here, Here.
Nine Lies.
KillRadio.org.
Shedding against his skin, the stars remain. Nine Lies, sounding brilliant behind it all.
That was actually... Got my mic today. Sorry, kids.
You know what? Just like hold it from the bottom and like push the thing up.
All right, I just did.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, that's the, both of those recordings were... I didn't get them. Now that I see their MySpace page here, I could have probably got them there, but they had sent me the links that were stuff that was played on another internet radio show out of... I think it was out of Ireland or something, which is where they're from, Belfast, Ireland, which I totally had forgotten. I thought, they sound like they're from... You said Iowa, right?
Well, I said something that started with an I, yes.
Yeah, I think you said Iowa.
Okay.
What other states begin with I? Indiana?
Idaho.
Oh, Idaho, right.
Illinois.
No, I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have thought of them being silent, having that Idaho sound.
Iraq.
Iraq's almost a state. So, God, maybe I should switch
mics. You want to try the other mic?
Try the tall one?
This is what happens when you drink late at night. Your voice is crackly the next day.
Can you raise me up?
Testing.
I had to go.
How you go?
I was like, oh, I'm not on. So I had to go back here to tell you. I had to go back to the other mic to tell him he was on because he wasn't looking at me.
Yes.
That's much better. Although it feels funny not having a fuzzy that has chlamydia on it.
You can take the chlamydia-infested fuzzy off of that.
Do you ever
mic
think about that? I'm not
mic.
A germaphobe, but like with these covers we have, I'm thinking that I'm getting something from someone.
I'm a germaphobe. I'm afraid of Germans.
Oh, that's good. All right, so myspace.com/9lives. Nine lies. And that's the number nine.
I thought you said nine lives before. I thought this was a cat-based band.
No, nine lies, and it's the number nine lies out of Belfast, Ireland.
Further evidence that here is an international program.
We have an international scope, and we are... I'm dying right now. Can we go on, please?
Great banter. That's fantastic banter. Oh, question of the day, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're on Instant Messenger, please, you know, say hi. Tell us you're listening. Tell us how much we suck.
How much John sucks?
Hey now. I'm about to get married. Our Instant Messenger handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word.
Wait,
Kill Radio
you're
Station.
About to get married. Does that mean you have some sort of righteous kind of thing? I'm about to get married?
No,
or is
it means
that an
you
excuse?
It just means you can't flirt with me on the air as much.
Oh, I wasn't flirting. You see, that's the problem now. I set a precedent, and now you think everything coming out of my mouth is flirting with you.
I don't
really think you're hot shit.
I don't put
too,
a lot of thought into the things that come out of your mouth. the next thing that's up is Johnny Andrew, who... submitted. I think this must be a picture of Clay Aiken with the word fuck written across it.
Oh, that's sweet.
You can check out Johnny Andrew, www.myspace.com/Johnny Andrew. And on the other side of this.
And J-O-H-N-N-Y?
Yes. Yes. The traditional spelling of Johnny. And there's a little heart, money symbol and the words sex and fame. And this comes to us from.
Wait, before we do it, I don't think we told the question of the day.
Woodbridge, New Jersey. Oh, question of the day was...
what is the most annoying accoutrement, if you will?
Oh,
or
excellent. Excellent word.
That, yeah, thank you. I thought you were going to hit me when I said that.
No.
That you see people's pimped out MySpace pages. Like, what's like... For example, there's like, which Radiohead album are you? There's these weird things you fill out the questionnaire and like, you are OK Computer.
I know. I see stuff like that all
because
the time.
Because you are sensitive and you have hard driving beat.
Exactly.
Stupid. Or
so go ahead and instant message us the answer to that. And
whatever kind of weird thing that people add to their MySpace page.
I personally don't like the thing with the pictures that where someone has like 50 different pictures from their adventures in Laguna Beach and they're like slowly panning across and panning up and down and
it takes like a decade for the thing to load.
Yeah,
and then you can't see anything else.
And it's always the same pictures of like you and
hugging
some go-go dancers at like a
tequila,
you know, at a party, yeah. Spring break. Back to Johnny Andrew. This is it's called Demos 2004 to 2003. And thank you for submitting your music. Whoa. Hey.
Is that me?
No, that was me. It was already playing. All right, here we go. Johnny Andrew on here on killradio.org. Look forward to your instant messages.
Kill Radio Station. Thank you, Cleveland. Good night.
Actually, thank you, New Jersey. That was Johnny Andrew. Thank you for submitting your demo. There's a lot of songs on this CD, so maybe we'll get around to playing some more of them either later in the show or maybe next week. Johnny Andrew was kind enough to give us a lot of contact information, so I'm going to read it right now. MySpace.com/JohnnyAndrew, SoundClick.com/JohnnyAndrew, ZBox.com/JohnnyAndrew, Stage.VitaminIC.com/JohnnyAndrew, SoundClick.com/TheElectricKoolAidsNJ9497.
And if you missed any of that,
you can download the archive later today. A couple hours from now, I'll have it. I'll have it on the website. Yeah, I should be able to get.
Don't you have somewhere to go after the show?
I wish I did.
Okay.
I wish I did.
I just want to make sure.
No, parole officer says I have to stay here. So.
Right.
So here I am. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. And what have we played so far today? Johnny Andrew, Nine Lies, African Craze. What do you have lined up for us, Mark?
I have an artist by the name of Michael McCree, and his MySpace page is myspace.com/Michael. Hold on.
MCCREE. Yeah.
No, there's something between the Michael Lee McCree is what I have here.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I was getting really caught up in that Lee. I was like, what is that? So Michael Lee McCree, myspace.com/Michael Lee McCree. He's out of San Francisco. This is a song called Here at Midnight. You ready for it now? Or
yes.
Do you want to talk some more?
No, I'm ready for it now.
Okay.
Hit me with some Michael McCree. Here, killradio.org.
Dancing here, everybody's gonna have a good time. Everybody's so messed up, all you ladies, you are looking hella fine. Hey man, you wanna get up, I'll match yours if you will match mine. Everybody's dancing. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That was a band by the name of Pale.
Pale. By comparison, yes.
P-A-L-E. And I don't have any contact information about them at all. I have a feeling...
If you've seen Pale, or you know where Pale is...
Instant message us at Kill Radio Station.
Kill Radio Station.
We're on Pale Alert here.
Yes. Actually, but, I like that.
Yeah, it was nice. It was kind of fun, poppy
80s.
Oh,
my lips just touched the fuzzy thing.
You got syphilis again from Kill Radio.
Oh, I keep getting venereal diseases from this radio station.
Well, you know what I do with that one?
And I haven't had sex with anybody here.
You know what I do with the red one when you're not around, right?
No, I don't know what you do with the red fuzzy on the microphone.
And I'm not
going to
tell you because that's even better.
Whatever. I'm always here. There is no not around.
That's true.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Wait.
Hope you're enjoying it.
So the band's name is Pale, but I think it's just one guy. Moon Trent is the name I have. I have hardly any contact information at all. So I that's all I have. Sometimes people give me too much contact information, and I'm like, I am not going to say all that.
Like phone number, email address, favorite color,
Chinese zodiac sign.
Yeah, that's too much information.
Too much. Even for me.
I like that last song. That was like, it had this, it reminded me of some of the... Like 80s new wave.
Right, totally. You know? Yeah. No, it was good. And then, again, before that, we heard Michael Lee McCree with a song called Here at Midnight. And his MySpace page is myspace.com/Michael Lee McCree. All normal spellings and all those names. You have to say
What's
that
the abnormal
days?
Spelling of McCree?
Well, it could be like Lee, L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, yeah.
John, J-O-N, shut the hell up.
Do you know they actually, some of my music that I composed was featured on the show LA Forensics on Court TV, and they misspelled my name in the credits.
With an H? They put an H in?
No, they put a C in Hirschfield.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's really going out there.
No, I mean, people... It's a common way...
No, it's common spelling.
It's a common way to misspell my name, but I mean, it's just like... These are credits on television.
I know.
You know, like, double check.
Well, normally, I remember when I worked in TV, the credit list, everyone would go over it. I mean, it was triple checked. By the department head would look over it, and other people would just... Everyone just looked like, oh, wait, is this right? Mm-hmm. Especially with names, because it's just bad form to get the name wrong.
But you know what? Actually, I feel I should mention just... because I didn't really require much effort at all on my behalf to get my music involved in this show.
Yeah.
For any bands out there who are listening who are looking to get some music, you know, for no money, licensed on a TV show, you might look into LA Forensics. Look it up on the net. It's on Court TV. And I don't know if they're still taking submissions or not, but the name of the production company is Vantage Point. And really cool people. And what I do is like electronic bass, but they also use a lot of rock and stuff, and they're also producing some Discovery show programs and Discovery Channel programs.
Wow.
So yeah, so check that
out.
Since this show is all about taking music from out there, from everywhere, and giving it some play, I thought I should mention that. So coming up next, we have Aaron Williams, which we just now received in the mail,
now,
came through the door
in
a package with another band called the Happy Hollows. And this comes to us...
Cool album cover.
...from Calculated Scene Promotion Company, which has a lot of information. But here it says, Aaron's genre is alternative/indie and can be compared to the likes of Tori Amos and Coco Rosie. Her album, Digging in the Dirt, will be released in August of 2006. So why don't we play a couple of tracks by Aaron Williams on Here on killradio.org.
I arrive again. do.
We missed each other once again. This is
such a day.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I don't know if we can play anything more after that. It's just going to...
That's really good stuff.
That was really good.
Erin Williams. Erin, E-R-I-N-N.
I'd love to play her on my show. Why don't we talk about our shows real quick?
Yeah. Ooh, I'd love to play her on my show. That's what you sounded like when you said that.
I'd love her to play me on my show.
I'd spin her tracks. Yeah. Actually, before we talk about our shows, let me just read a little bit about Erin Williams. This from, I guess, the promotions team who sent me this CD called Calculated Scene. It says, with a background in opera, singer-songwriter Erin Williams is softly making her unique and powerful presence known. Her vocals are a main instrument in her songs and cascade in and out with pure emotion, weaving a beautiful fabric of musical poetry. Laying it out a little thick, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful music, though. It is.
Yeah.
Aside from promoting herself as a singer-songwriter, Erin has sung opera and her original music around the world in industrial showcases for the Wella Sebastian, Matrix, and TIGI corporations. She has written both opera and rock music for independent films such as Mad Song and has made music for various national commercials, including Virgin Mobile's Paygoism. Erin's, quote, alternative rock sound could be likened to a cross between Tori Amos and PJ Harvey, end quote, that from Backstage West. She has been referred to as a distant cousin of Kate Bush.
I can see that.
Blood work is, you know, it's not back from the lab yet. her new CD, Digging in the Dirt, will be released in August 2006, and she also has a CD called Damsel with a Six Gun, which is currently available. Here's a quote from Music Connection. Only Williams, a cross between Cyndi Lauper with the sexual prowess of Madonna, held the crowd as she delivered outstanding vocals and exuded a strong stage presence, says Dale Hill of Music Connection. That's a good review. And
I didn't like it.
No?
I thought she's more than being...
Well, it's too referential to other...
Yeah, I didn't like that part.
Well, here's one. Maybe you'll like this better.
IMHO.
Whoosh! Erin Williams hosted her own solo gig at Tangier recently to an appreciative and mesmerized crowd. Her real thin body and trademark deadpan humor added charm to a fantastic performance. Her operatic styling, coupled with emotional, well-written songs, presented a deep and satisfying musical showcase. Erin Setapane, LAMusicScene.com. You can go to erinwilliams.com, E-R-I-N-N-Williams.com. Or www.myspace.com/Erin, E-R-I-N-N.
All right. Thank you.
So should I go ahead and play the other CD that was sent to me from this promotions team, or should we go into something
whatever you want?
Have? Oh, well, let's keep some variety going. So why don't we play something from your iPod? Actually, switch the archiver so we can split this into two segments. So
yeah, I forgot.
People
what time
who
is
are
it?
Downloading this later today from killradio.org don't have to spend 6 hours doing it.
Okay, ready to be quiet?
And we're quiet.